hours on a Saturday morning. From Nogales to Page. Be a great day, great weekend to get out there and get some stuff done. You're tuned in to Rosie on the House, an Arizona Saturday morning tradition for 26 years. Give us a ring. Let us know what project you're trying to tackle. We can put our building, construction, and remodeling experience to work for you. Recommend brand names, recommend particular tools, recommend tricks of the trade, and see if we can't help you get that project done just a little bit simpler, a little bit quicker, and a whole lot better. 1-888-767-4348. What a perfect weekend to have as the, what is it called, Jennifer? It is the official National Clean Out Your Garage Day today.
Yeah, well, let's go do it.
Well, ours is in pretty good shape.
It actually is.
You know, ours is in pretty good shape.
It's always a work in progress.
Yeah, it's kind of our work area. So as we're doing something in the house, you know, the furniture from that room moves out there and then Marie's location.
But I can park in the garage right now. That's always a good sign.
Yeah, here's a statistic. 25% of Americans can't fit a car in their two-car garage. And I'll bet you that percentage is low. I would bet my bottom dollar that's low. Only 25% can't fit a car in their two-car garage.
I don't know. With all the new beautiful garages, I bet people like seeing it.
I'll bet you it's higher than that. I know it is. Now, the other thing you got to know about garages that really I try and help the people we're out visiting with during the week, how many people keep hazardous or dangerous or explosive or flammable products in their garage? It's just not the right place for it. So, boy, if you're going to take advantage of National Clean Out Your Garage Day, take a good look at any of the hazardous material you've got there and decide whether it wouldn't be better to either just get rid of it or keep it some other place. 42% of Americans clean out their garages once a year or less. And I'll bet you that number's way low, too. That's got to be at least twice that. So a great, beautiful Saturday morning. Maybe you'll take advantage of National Clean Out Your Garage Day. Folks, we're going to be talking whatever you'd like to talk about this hour in the 9 o'clock hour. 10 o'clock hour, we're going to dive in deep on a particular topic. And today's topic, duct tape. How many different uses do you think there are for duct tape?
Well, I can tell there's a lot.
We mentioned it last week, and I asked people to email us their favorite duct tape story. We got some great ones we'll be covering a little bit later in the show. But right now, it's your chance to give us a ring and let us know whatever it is you're trying to tackle. Give us a ring. It's a toll-free number, 1-888-767-4348. And we're going to be playing a little Rosie Jeopardy this morning with the callers. We do this every once in a while to see how well you're paying attention. It is all questions that are driven by topics we've covered here on air in the last 30 days. Jennifer's put together some fantastic gifts for the prizes. You'll actually be competing, but you can't compete if you don't get online, and the lines will load up early. So call now, 1-888-767-4348. You've put together a nice little gift package here.
I have. We have three prizes. First prize is kind of an outdoor grilling kit, including the GrillBot, which we have given away before, and the winners have loved this. It's about a $130 little scrubber you put in your grill. You close the lid and there's different settings, and you open it up and it's all done.
It's like that little automatic vacuum cleaner.
Beautiful.
That bounces around the walls.
Yeah, they just did just a great job. Plus all kinds of seasonings in that kit. Prize number two is a pair of the Thorn Armor gloves, washable. Good on everything, including prickly pear.
Field tested by Jennifer Romero.
Field tested. They are fantastic.
Are you going to send them the pair that you filled full of stickers?
Or
you
no.
got some new. You got some
I got
new
some
ones.
Brand new
oh,
ones.
Okay.
And then third prize is a set of three Bonide products for your yard.
Okay. So, there you go.
Yeah.
A great gift package for everybody. We've got.
How do we play?
Well, you just call in the number 1-888-767-4348, and. We'll put you on air, and before you can ask your question of whatever project you're trying to tackle, we're going to ask you a couple questions.
So if I just made up a question right now, does that count? Could I?
You can't
play. Could I be a candidate for that GrillBot?
Nope. No way. So the categories that we'll be drawing from on Jeopardy are the solar industry, the air conditioning industry, and then we have a miscellaneous. So those
and
will
if
be.
You've been listening, we've covered those extensively.
Every answer to every question we're going to ask today has been covered on air. And
it is an open computer test. So if you've got your Rosie on the House website open and you are quick at searching, you'll be able to find the answers.
Yeah, I can remember taking tests in high school. There are always three kinds. There were the essays. Those were hard. Then there were multiple choice. I usually did a little better on those. And every once in a while, we'd get lucky, and they'd let us do an open book test. Well, this is an open book test.
It is.
So all the answers are right there at RosieOnTheHouse.com. We've got a special guest in studio. Those of you that are regular listeners of the show know my daughter, Julia, left us, abandoned us, broke our hearts, and several months ago moved to Minnesota. And she's back in studio with us this morning, flew in night before last and brought us our little granddaughter, Braxton.
I heard a little baby back there. I kept thinking, I know Landry's not around here. Whose voice is that?
Julia, what
Braxton
do you think?
Says hi.
What do you think of Minnesota so far?
I think it's really hard to hate right now.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
I think when I come back in January, I might have a different story, but right now it's pretty awesome.
All right.
And we've been enjoying lots of outdoors and hiking and water.
It really is the land of 10,000 lakes, isn't it?
It really is. Thought that was an exaggeration at first, but got there. It's actually like 11,000 something lakes.
All right. Let's go to the calls. We have people lining up already. Let's get to Shane in Phoenix. I'm going to bring Shane into the conversation. Good morning, Shane.
Hey, good morning, Rosie.
Before you can ask your question, we're going to get you in a little Jeopardy going contest here. Jennifer, you're going to be our scorekeeper here.
Got it.
All right. We've got three categories, Shane. The solar industry, air conditioning, or miscellaneous. We've got 10, 20, and 30-point questions under each category. Which would you like?
Let's go with air conditioning.
Air conditioning for 10, 20, or 30?
For 20.
For 20. This is a true or false, Shane. When it comes to buying air conditioning in Arizona, the bigger, the better.
False.
Absolutely correct. Thank you very much. All right. Let's keep going. Pick another one.
Let's do air conditioning for 30.
Air conditioning for 30. Most air conditioning manufacturers are currently giving 5-year warranties. What one thing can you do to increase that to 10 years?
Pay them more money.
Well, that's one way, but it's even easier than that. But I can't tell you. I was almost going to give him the right answer. Okay, so Shane, what's your question, my friend?
So my driveway is very flat, and when it rains, my garage tends to flood. I'm wondering, what can I do to prevent that from happening?
Well, like when you say tends to flood, are we talking just little puddles of water that sneak in underneath the garage door, or water that actually comes in and stands and is ruining storage cabinets and boxes?
Yeah, the later.
Oh, no. Okay. I'm going to tell you what you probably ought to do first, Shane, is take a picture of what you've got and send it to us at RosieOnTheHouse.com. The fact that it's fairly flat, we're only going to be able to solve that a couple ways. They do make, if it were just a little puddle, they do make rubber thresholds that glue down onto the concrete. The door comes down and closes on that, makes for a much more secure, watertight connection between the door and the driveway itself. If you're getting as much water as you're getting in, it's all coming in through the garage door. It's not seeping in around underneath the walls on the side of the garage.
No, it's coming through the door that comes in like 2 or 3 feet into the garage.
Yeah. How long is your driveway?
My driveway is probably about 2 car lengths long.
Okay. Well, the thing you're going to have to do is you're going to have to regrade that driveway to solve the problem perfectly. Are you in a homeowners association?
No, I'm not.
Ah, good. Okay. Well, then, Shane, the one thing I'm going to ask you to consider is take a look at Belgard pavers. They make the permeable pavers, so the water, rather than landing on your concrete driveway and running into your garage, the water will actually soak through the driveway, soak through the pavers, And I think that will go a long way for eliminating some of your problem. The other thing you could do is, of course, just saw cut the concrete 3 or 4 feet back from the entry to the garage door, and you could put some kind of a drain apparatus there and then overlay that with a steel grate would be another option. But it sounds like you're taking on quite a bit of water, and it's going to take more than just a glue-down door threshold. Shane, we certainly appreciate you calling. Certainly appreciate you participating in our Jeopardy game. We now have eliminated. I'm going to have to keep track of which questions they've actually asked so we know which ones are still up on the board, right?
On it.
You're going to help me do that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so air conditioning for 20 has been taken. We have every other category and every other question open. Let's see if we can go back to the phones and bring John into the conversation. Good morning, John. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Good, good. All right, we're playing a little Jeopardy here. Let's see how you do it. Categories are solar industry, air conditioning, or miscellaneous. For 10, 20, or 30, where would you like to go?
Let's go miscellaneous for 20.
Miscellaneous for 20. Name one feature of Rosie and Romy's favorite house.
triple pane windows.
No.
Okay.
No. But go ahead. Now ask your question.
I had a question about my slider that goes to my backyard. I have to replace the rollers. The thing's not, it won't move practically at all. And I've had several people over here with me, a couple friends. My dad came over one day trying to remove this part. We've removed the stationary door. I've gotten the stationary door loose so it can slide back and forth, but I haven't even been able to get that one out. It seems like the frame, I don't know if there's any way that frame came pre-installed with the door or if it has gotten smaller, maybe from the house settling, but I cannot get that door out. I just didn't know if you had any suggestions.
I do, John. I'm going to answer that question right after we take a short commercial break. We'll be right back.